almost died probably 5 times in Dungeons and Dragons last time I played. I'm pretty sure my character was meant to die, like it's on Facebook, from a hat podcast.
My mum had Tetris, and she said, "I've found a game that I'm better at than you are." And I immediately took that as, okay, I'm downloading Tetris and I'm going to beat you at it. But the score she said she was on like level 60 something, and I just can't believe it, because I get to like level 9 and I'm like, okay, it's getting fast. And I don't think the levels go up that high. I think the last level is 16, so I'm really confused by what she means.
Welcome to From a Hat, the show we draw a topic out of a hat, just like it says in the title. I'm Ben.
I'm Phoenix.
And I'm Dom. He actually did it that time. Yeah. He didn't fuck us.
I don't know, I laughed pretty hard when he did.
I didn't. I was mad.
Just wait until the next episode.
Oh, fuck you. Draw out of the hat.
Yo, that's right. Assemble the ultimate crime family.
Okay. I'm ready for this. Theme song?
The Godfather theme song.
Oh, of course.
Done.
There's no other...
Yeah.
I was about to, like, try to come up with another one, but there's not. There's no other theme. The Godfather theme.
Sopranos.
Well,
done.
Okay, cool. That was from a hat. We'll catch you next week. I'm Phoenix. That's Ben. We got Dom over here.
Just cue the credits. No. Cue the credits. When I say crime, because I write these fuckers down, when it says crime family, I mean from all of fiction. So you've got to assemble a crime family like in a comic book.
Okay.
So we need a king. So what we need is a kingpin.
Uh-huh. Kingpin.
Shut up. We need a don of the family. Yep. We need a bag boy. We need an enforcer. We need a cleaner. We need some muscle. So that's about three guys. Mm-hmm. And then we need, like, 2 second in commands. Oh, and a hitman. So we need 10 people total. Mm.
10 people total, okay.
So I propose for our hitman, Willy Wonka.
Of course you
do. And why is this?
Have you seen Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka killed some children.
He killed a lot of children. You don't know how many children went through that.
But killing children is easy, and he went about it in a very roundabout way. Oh, that did kind of make it look like it was their fault.
Exactly! That's what you want a hitman... A cleaner's and hitman the same thing.
As in a cleaner supposed to get rid of the evidence that hitman leaves behind.
Yeah. As someone who's definitely not a part of a crime family, I can verify 100% that what Phoenix just said is right.
Okay. Yes. So because I am part of a crime family.
So am I. That's not a point, though.
Okay. So, hitman, Willy Wonka. Yeah. Any disagreements on that one?
I mean,
the only
not right now.
I mean, if we're going by the idea that Kingpin is the Kingpin, then surely Agent 47 Hitman should be the
Hitman.
No,
if Kingpin is
going
to be
it should all be big, bald guys. Bruce Willis is the muscle.
Or, what's his name, from Vin Diesel is going to be in our group.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want Kingpin.
He'll be the wheels. He'll drag because he's Diesel.
Oh no!
God damn it!
What have you done? Although he does drive pretty fast in those Furious movies.
Yeah, those Furious movies.
Yeah, and he does. He is in a crime family.
I seen Furious 7, but I haven't seen Furious 1 through. Like,
I've
where are the other Furious movies?
I've seen Furious 1. I've seen the films of the Fast and the Furious series.
I've seen Fury, starring Brad Pitt
Fury Road.
Yeah, but I feel like none of those are related. I couldn't make the links.
Well, so you start with Furious 7.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's just regular cars. Then you move on to Fury, which they upgrade to a tank. Yeah, and then after the war, it's left the whole world in ruin, bringing in Fury Road with the...
Okay, so Fury takes place after Furious 7 chronologically.
Yeah.
So we've devolved into World War
Absolutely.
Look, the chronology of the Fury franchise aside, let's get back to assembling our crime family.
Okay.
So we've got our hitman.
Allegedly. For now.
Have you got a better
idea? We've got Willy Wonka for now.
I thought it would be better to start from the top and work out.
All right, fine, we'll start from the top. So who do we vote for as our kingpin? And don't say Kingpin.
Oh, I don't think Kingpin.
I was
going to
say Fat Tony.
Oh, Fat Tony's a great kid.
Fat Tony's from The Simpsons,
yeah.
Right?
Wait.
So I'm on the same page.
Original Fat Tony or new Fat Tony?
Original Fat Tony.
Because original Fat Tony died and he was replaced by his cousin Fit Tony. I'm not joking. But the stress of the job of running the Springfield mob caused him to overeat, so he became Fat Tony.
That's such a good joke.
So which Fat Tony?
Original Fat Tony.
Good, you've picked the best Fat Tony.
Yeah.
I like it.
Actually, does anyone remember there's the episode of The Simpsons where Lisa is trying to make one of, like, Fat Tony's relatives not a criminal?
Yeah. His son, I think.
Yeah, him. Because he can rise up.
He does, right, at the end of the episode, seem to form a child mafia.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I think he's a good leader. No one would suspect him because he's so young.
So young.
He's also ruthless.
Yeah.
Like, surprise. Like, he poisons those other mob members.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah, if you pick, like, an Italian middle-aged man, that's, like, people are going to assume he's leading a mob. But...
So...
I mean, not fairly. I mean, that's kind of a racist stereotype.
So we're going to go with Anthony D'Amico's son, who we don't know the name of.
Yeah, we'll call him Jims.
Can he be Dominic D'Amico?
He might be.
Sure.
He might be named Dominic. I don't know.
That's kind of actually a popular Italian name. Okay.
So that's our kingpin?
And I don't want to draw too much from the same well, in case of lead poisoning or whatever. But I think Johnny Tightlips would be a very good second in command because he can know about everything, but he ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, but you can never get an answer out of it. You'd be like, "Hey, Johnny Tightlips, what's the weather like today?"
"I ain't saying nothing."
This is good. This is all positive.
No, it's not. You need to be able to talk to people. Johnny Tightlips won't talk to anyone. "Hey, Johnny, where'd they shoot you?"
"I ain't saying nothing."
"What do I tell the doctor?"
"Tell him to suck a lemon."
"You're gonna die, Johnny!"
Good! No, this is good. You need loyalty.
He's a good street thug. He's not a good second in command. He can be one of our muscle.
But he's got loyalty, got royalty inside his DNA.
That a reference?
Yeah, it's Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, then.
Kendrick Lamar? Now there.
There we go. Now he's the kingpin.
He's the kingpin. King Kenny. K-Dot.
So who's our kingpin again? Dominic D'Amico?
Dominic D'Amico. Fat Tony's son. Wait, is Dominic D'Amico Fit Tony's son or Fat Tony's
Fat
son?
Fat Tony's son.
Fat Tony's son. Oh, yeah.
Which makes it all the more weird that Fit Tony was brought in since it seemed that Fat Tony's son was ready to take over the business at 8.
At 8. Yeah.
So but who's...
Maybe he is in charge and Fit Tony is just like the face. So that like...
Maybe.
So that Dominic D'Amico doesn't take the fall.
Maybe. We still need to pick 2 second in commands for him.
Okay. Now, who can be my wingman anytime? Tom Cruise. And I'm not talking...
You're not talking Top Gun, right?
I'm not talking Tom Cruise in Top Gun. I'm talking Scientologist Tom Cruise, star of many movies.
I mean, he does look like a dangerous man.
Yeah. And he's got a connection to our alien overlords.
It's true. I couldn't outrun him.
He's got lots of money... He does his own stuff. He could help fund the entire operation.
That's fair. I think Tom Cruise is a solid pick for one of our second-in-commands.
The only problem is that with Scientology, any money he earns, one third of it goes to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to put that in, like, if our crime family is doing well and making a lot of money, one third of that's going towards Scientology.
Okay, but...
But it's a crime family.
It's our crime family. We're going to be funding Scientology anyway.
Yeah, good point.
That's a money-making scheme out the wazoo. There's no
so
way...
So we get in bed with the Scientologists.
We've got to get in bed with the Scientologists. We've got to get in bed with the police. And in the interest of getting in bed with the police, I vote for one of our muscle to be RoboCop.
Oh, I don't think you...
I don't think he would join, ever. He's programmed to
fight exactly that. Programmed. We can reprogram him. We can reprogram him to do crime. Imagine RoboCop Phoenix in a fedora and a trench coat.
With a Tommy gun.
With a Tommy gun.
But in RoboCop, the reason they choose him is because he's like the standout, like the best cop.
Yeah,
He was the only non-corrupt cop, and when he comes back, like when he's brought in as RoboCop, they reprogram him, but there's still some of him left in there, and he ends up fighting his programming and just becoming like a cop person.
I do think though we need to add another category, and that should be we need a mole for the cops. And in the interest of picking a mole for the cops, I vote Judy Hopps from the ZPDD. Whatever it's called. The Zootopia Police Department.
The rabbit.
The rabbit.
That's pro-choice.
Yeah. Officer Judy... Fuck you. Officer Judy Hopps is willing to get in bed with the mafia. In the film Zootopia, she does... She, like, caves like that.
Sure does.
She's, like, a made man with the shrew... are they shrews?
Yeah.
She's a made man with the shrew mafia.
Do you reckon she's corruptible? Or, wait, is that what you just said?
She already is! Yeah. That's right. She's, like... She's the godfather to the Don's daughter's kid.
Right, I haven't seen Zootopia, so...
Oh, it's good. It's definitely worth
it. It's a great film, but Judy Hopps is a terrible cop.
Yeah, so in it, she's trying to prove that she's a great cop, and in doing so, she ends up with the mafia.
This is such a twist.
What happens is
and with
she...
the mafia, she...
Earlier like, in the... Like, at the beginning of the film, she saves this... Because they go to, like, Tiny Town, like the Shrew Town.
Yeah,
and she saves this woman who's about to be flattened by a giant donut from a sign. So she, because it's Shrewtown, so it's not that big for her. So she just puts a hand in front of it.
Uh huh.
And then she says to the girl who's the shrew across the room, she goes, "I love your top." She's like, "Oh, thank you." And then later on in the film, they end up because they're investigating this thing. They end up in with the shrew mafia, and they are facing the Don. And he's like, "I'm gonna ice you." So he's gonna put them in, literally put them in an ice.
Uh huh. Right.
And his daughter walks in. It's like it's the day of my. And he's like the day of my daughter's wedding. You come to me and you give me this problem.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, "Yeah, oh, it's the girl who saved me today." She's like, "You saved my daughter's life. I owe you everything."
Oh,
and then they use him towards the end.
And then later in the film, they use him again, and he's and like the shrew woman is pregnant now. She's like, "You can't. We've got to do what Judy wants because she's the god." Mother to my child. And Judy's like, oh, thank you.
So
like, motherfucker.
She's in bed with rival crime families.
She's in bed with crime families.
Yeah.
So I reckon we could easily get her on board with ours.
I have a problem with Zootopia. Why are the mice so small? Judy's a rabbit. They're not necessarily large animals. Why is she the same size as a fox, but mice are tiny?
I don't know.
I mean, this is a very good question about a movie I have not seen.
Look, we're not going
to
discuss...
Back to crime.
There are many problems with Zootopia, and we just don't have time to cover them. So...
Put it in the hat.
So, Judy Hopps...
Is going to be our mole for the cops.
Right.
The rabbit's
our mole. So, does that replace RoboCop?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think Judy Hopps is a better choice than
because I'll admit RoboCop was just me trying to be like, I want RoboCop.
Yeah.
But I think if we need a mole for the cops, Judy Hopps our best bet.
Okay, so... Recap. Dominic D'Amici... His name might not be Dominic. Is in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. Who was the other guy?
Did we pick a second in command?
Second in command? No, we did not.
Okay.
We're so off track.
Yeah. So we've just got Dominic D'Amici and Judy Hopps.
Yeah.
Right.
I reckon for a second in command, we need someone with...
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise is our second in command.
Tom Cruise. So, Dominic D'Amici, Tom Cruise, Judy Hopps.
We need some muscle. We need three people to be our muscle.
Murray from Sly Cooper.
Which the one with the Murray? Hippo?
Yeah.
The hippo? Okay.
The hippo.
Why? Give me reasons.
Because he's the muscle.
That's what he is
for
in Sly Cooper.
A crime group.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean,
be prepared. I've not played Sly Cooper. A few of my suggestions along the way being Sly Cooper jokes.
I've not played them, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, but there's a lot of options for muscle.
Well, we need another two, so.
Okay. So we've got two animals on this team now.
Joe Fixit.
From Fix It Felix.
No, Joe Fix It is
That's exactly what I
Okay, so the Hulk. You know the Hulk? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
For a bit in like the early 90s, there was a period of time where the Hulk realized that the reason he turned back into Bruce Banner wasn't because he was angry, it was because of the sun.
What?
Mm. So the Hulk briefly didn't work by rage rules, it worked by werewolf rules.
Oh, no. Mm.
So the Hulk realized, oh, if the sun hits me, I'll turn back into Banner. So he bought big cloaks and uh-huh. coats and put them on and joined a crime family and assumed the name Joe Fixit.
Right. So you're suggesting...
Because he was a fixer for the mafia. So Hulk. I reckon he... Yeah. The Hulk, basically.
But with werewolf rules.
Yeah. Because Joe Fixit Hulk was intelligent and was smart enough to be able to do all these things. He had basically had Banner's intelligence and the Hulk's moral compass.
Okay.
Hate the Hulk.
Why?
I hate all the stories. I like the Hulk as a character. I think the whole, the Hulk being super powerful and being angry and stuff is all well and good, but there is no good Hulk story.
No.
They're all stupid.
I mean, there's not, but Joe Fix and Hulk will make a great member of our crime family.
Well, the Hulk is just a power fantasy for nerds.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it was. I mean, a lot of that is superheroes, but at least different powers are more interesting. This guy's just super jacked.
Yeah.
But good muscle.
Cool. Good. So we got two muscles. Yeah. So now we have two muscles. We need one more. Phoenix. Bruce Willis. He's had one.
Can I suggest...
The Man?
Yes.
The Man.
No, actually, Bruce Willis from Unbreakable.
There we go. That's better. I was about to say, come
on.
He's
unbreakable.
Exactly. He's unbreakable.
This is a good suggestion. Slight tangent. What about regular Hulk? Not Werewolf Rules.
No, because then he's always angry.
Yeah, but then regular Hulk can turn back into Banner, and Banner might not want to be in our crime family.
Yes. Well, he has to be.
We beat him until he turns back into the Hulk.
But then the Hulk's mad at us.
Yeah, but then the Hulk's like, oh, wait, you guys are part of my crime family. I get why
you did. The Hulk's a vengeful man.
I take this back. I don't want two Hulks.
Exactly. You don't want two Hulks. One Hulk is the optimum amount of Hulk.
Bruce Willis from Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Another movie I haven't seen.
He's unbreakable.
Is that literally...
He's unbreakable.
He's like a guy
that
gets...
In terms of, they can't break his spirit?
No. Like the whole
He's a superhero.
Whole premise of the movie is, he's a superhero and he's unbreakable. Like, he gets in car crashes and stuff and can't break. And then the villain of a movie is someone who...
Mr. Glass.
If he were to move, would break basically every bone in his body. So he's like, well, there's a guy who's unbreakable and a guy who's super breakable. I'm going to be the bad guy because he's a hero.
What?
Which in turn...
This sounds like such a whack movie.
Well, it's Emma Chamberlain.
Right!
And the sequel was Split. Have you heard of... You know Split?
I know Split.
Yeah, Split is a sequel to Unbreakable. That's the big twist in Split. Well, one of them.
Oh! Because I work at a cinema, right?
Yeah.
And so I've seen the end. And that's why...
Yeah, that's why Bruce Willis...
That's why Bruce Willis is there.
That's why he's like, I want to make a third one now, which is Unbreakable and Split. They fight.
Wow.
Right. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay, but Bruce Willis Unbreakable, he's the third muscle.
Yeah.
He's a good man, though.
Wait, okay, I've changed my mind then. The furry dude that works for Skeletor and He-Man Masters of
Beastman.
The Universe. Beastman. Yeah,
Beastman.
Beastman! Yeah. I want Beastman. He's our muscle.
We have Skeletor.
Skeletor! Yeah! Beastman! We must defeat He-Man!
I feel like, actually, if we had Skeletor in the group, it would be a power struggle.
Yeah, there would be. That's why we don't want that.
Absolutely.
That's
why we get Beastman.
Beastman's an idiot, so he's perfect for muscle.
Yeah.
He's got no aspirations of moving up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Beastman. So we got Beastman.
The undercover Hulk.
Joe Fixit Hulk.
Joe Fixit Hulk and Murray the Hippo from Sly Cooper.
And we've got Judy Hopps as our mole and Tom Cruise as our second in command with Dominic D'Amico as our kingpin.
See, the thing about this is I'm seeing Tom Cruise in amongst this group and I'm just picturing him being like, yeah, this is how Xenu wanted it.
I'm imagining Tom Cruise... like someone stumbles across this menagerie of evil that we've created, and they look around the room and they just see Tom Cruise and like, oh god. Like he's the most, because he's the odd one out here, so he's the scariest of them all. Anyway, we need, we've already got a, we need a cleaner now.
A cleaner.
Kenny Omega.
Thank you. There's a wrestler.
Of course.
His name is Kenny. The second crime family came, I'm like, the cleaner, Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
There's a wrestler named Kenny Omega. He wrestles in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah. Kenny was part of a group, is part of a group called the Bullet Club. Shh. Kenny was part of a group called the Bullet Club. He's not anymore.
But spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
So, well, 2 days for us.
For us, but by the time I listen to this.
Bullet Club has these phases.
Sure.
So they started off as being like this invading army.
Okay.
With like an army theme, and then they entered what I'd call the mob phase.
Did they fight those ant dudes?
No, that was Chikara, and that's in America.
Of course it is!
In Japan, it's different. So Kenny was drafted into the Bullet Club, and they were like, you're going to be our cleaner. So we want you to clean up the division.
Yeah.
And he'd walk to the ring with a fucking broom.
And see, this is his thing, right?
He took it literally.
So cool. How Kenny Omega came up with his name was he wanted a super lame first name.
Sure.
And like a cool supervillain last name.
Yeah.
So he put them together as Kenny Omega. And he committed to the gimmick of being the cleaner so hard that he made it sort of part of his story that he is a janitor. And so he would come with a broom and like a garbage bag. And
it was
like
amazing.
Stuff.
Of course.
Because so his theme music goes, I'll put in a clip of his theme music. But he'd get a broom and he'd sweep in time with the music.
Yeah.
Like, oh, oh, oh. And then he became a Terminator, basically.
Yeah, okay. Now he's the Terminator.
Oh, no, now he's a god.
Now he's a god.
He became really a Terminator, and then he became a god.
So I think we're picking, I want to clarify, junior heavyweight division, Kenny Omega, as our
cleaner.
The cleaner, Kenny Omega. He did a good job. He did clean up the junior division of New Japan.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
That was such a fun tangent for me and Ben, I'm sure. Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with that. I mean, Phoenix didn't give a fuck, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, do we need a torturer?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, Tom Cruise.
Like Tom Cruise is just gonna do most of it.
He's an actor.
What I need is for
he's
you to
Tom
put
Cruise?
Your palm on this thing, and we're gonna read your spirit and see what which alien lives inside
just
of you.
Just keep him the fuck away from it. He just walks in a room with his big smile, and you're like, no.
I want to have an astrologist on the team with Tom Cruise so we can try and find whatever planet he's going to
Tom Cruise once will he come dies. With his own astrologist. So, we need a hitman.
Okay.
Now, I've forgotten who I suggested.
Willy Wonka.
I did suggest Willy Wonka. I still support Willy Wonka, but I'm open to suggestion.
I suggested Agent 47 from Hitman.
Hitman, the classic.
He is a professional. There's a garbage truck going by, but we're going to fight through it.
He's actually... Okay. He's actually kind of a bad undercover agent because...
He's so obvious.
Because he has a barcode on the back of his head and he covers it with a band-aid that you can still see the top and bottom of the barcode.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, but if he thinks that's what espionage is, maybe he's not actually cut out for the real world.
I like how in the continuity of Hitman, the reason that he's able to blend in with crowds so well is because he's genetically engineered. Spoilers for Hitman. He's genetically engineered... And the DNA of all the people he's engineered from are all from different races. Mm-hmm. So apparently, you mix all these different races together, you get a pale white dude.
Yeah, no, because he's engineered to be ambiguous.
But he's not.
No.
He's albino.
Yeah. And
The whitest you can be.
And he has a barcode on the back of his head.
Yeah.
There's a lot that doesn't hold together when you put... Hitman under scrutiny.
Why doesn't he wear a hat?
Well, I mean, he puts on costumes at points.
He does. But yeah, he wears a lot of costumes.
Like, you've got your hat on, like, backwards, yeah. right? It would cover Done. Up that barcode.
Done. So easy.
This is from a hat! We have a hat!
Oh, so you're suggesting that if we put Hitman on the team, we could just give him the hat. Are we part of the team?
That's a good point. I feel like we're like the guys pulling the strings.
Yeah.
We're the secret puppet masters.
The Lolly Lule Lo, to reference Metal Gear Solid.
Wow. That was the reference I got.
Yeah.
Now I'm unincluded.
It's A-I-O-U, but with L's on the front.
That's terrible. That's fucking
no,
terrible.
No, it's really good. Metal Gear's great.
No, it's not. It's terrible. I know enough about Metal Gear
and
to know
they're
it's terrible.
The people, they're the people who are pulling the strings behind the government the whole, like, no matter who's in charge, they're always in
yeah.
charge.
We're like, we're that's like,
when...
Alright, well, if you yeah, want to go
we're
someone
like the
from...
hand in, and Kingpin is Kingpin.
Okay. What about Psycho Mantis, then, as our assassin?
Ooh.
No, he'd be the torturer.
Yeah.
Because he can get into your head.
Psycho Mantis, he can control PlayStation controllers and yes. shit.
What about Revolver Ocelot, Revolver Ocelot?
Revolver
Ocelot. Starring Revolver Ocelot.
Did we mention Revolver Ocelot?
He could be second in command.
Yeah, I don't think he'd fit our crime family. Though.
No.
He'd be
someone
I do
like
against.
Him, but...
So, we've got a torturer now in Psycho Mantis. And we've got a... Are we going with Agent 47?
No.
He's
I
loyal.
I prefer Willy Wonka. I don't think Agent... I think Agent 47 is kind of in a fantasy land. I think
also,
the Hitman
Agent
games...
47 isn't loyal.
He is. He, for the
Hitman
highest bidder.
Absolution.
So, as long as we have the highest bidder, we've got a Hitman.
But in Hitman Absolution, he's just like, nah, screw it. I'm just out for revenge now. And
yeah,
then
against
doesn't...
the people that fucked him. Not us.
We might be the people that fucked him.
Well, it's not him, though. It's not who did that to him. It was just like a girl he liked got killed. And she was like, protect this girl. And he's like, guess I'm doing that because this girl said
yeah.
so.
Yeah. The girl he liked got killed. By him.
We need someone completely detached from any emotional
like
connection.
Willy Wonka.
Like Willy Wonka.
The man works in a factory.
Clearly he is clinically insane.
He's insane. Have you seen that room of halves? His office,
yes,
everything is just
great.
Half.
It's such a good room. I want one like
it's just a room where everything's cut in half. And like he just sit at the end of the film, he just sits in there and he has a stress about financial issues.
Okay, but Johnny Depp Willy Wonka.
No,
or Gene Wilder does Willy Wonka.
Gene Wilder Willy Wonka.
That's fair.
Because he's the better Willy Wonka and he's the more psychopathic.
Yeah, Johnny Depp Willy Wonka doesn't kill anyone. They all survive.
Oh. You see them in
walking
film.
Out and like...
They're disfigured, but they're fine.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Scarred.
Augustus Glump isn't disfigured. He's just covered in chocolate from head to toe.
No, he is chocolate because he's eating his finger.
No, he's just licking it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, that's much better. I thought it was going to be like a Homer Simpson with the donut head situation.
Thought it was a Vore thing this whole time.
Oh.
Alright,
But no, and then, like, Shooty Pete, I can't remember his name, is really tall because they had to stretch him out.
So we need, like, street thugs.
Yeah, the pawns in the operation.
Our pawns, as it were. So as in the interest of, like, just blanket statement, I reckon we need to go with, like, a clan from one of the various comic books and shit. Like, we could go... Not the clan. Obviously. Like,
definitely
we could go
not.
The foot, the hand, the purple dragons, like, something like that.
Yeah.
We need a big street gang that already exists.
Better than the purple dragons.
The purple dragons are fucking stupid.
The purple cobras from Dodgeball.
I mean, you've got Laser.
Yeah.
You've got Phaser. You've got Blazer. And you've got Ivan Skrivitsky.
Yeah.
That's not that
Monique.
Many, though. That's
that's like a team of six.
Yeah,
yeah, but they could handle it. They got their dodgeballs.
You can dodge around, you can dodge a ball.
The Third Street Saints?
No.
Yeah, oh, the Third Street Saints are a bit un... They're not so much evil so much as they're puckish rogues. Yeah. That is a direct quote from Saints Row. Someone's like, you're an evil man. Like, I'm more of a puckish rogue. Because he's a because the boss of the Third Street Saints is a Shakespeare fan. He also likes Jane Austen.
I mean, who doesn't?
Oh my god, Jane Austen's the most boring author on earth.
He manages to find Jane Austen cryogenically frozen on an alien spaceship and defrosts her purely so he can bang her. Or her. He or her can bang her.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Because you can be either or Lizard Man, whatever you want to be in Saints Row.
Yeah. Or Nolan North.
Exactly. Or Nolan North.
Jane Austen as one of our street thugs. Now, hear me.
I'm listening.
No, actually, Jane Austen is our spin doctor. And I don't mean DJ. I mean, if anything gets out about us,
she writes a phrase for us. Yeah.
Oh, shit, we're going to need a lawyer and a doctor.
Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Yeah, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. And as for a doctor, the medic from Team Fortress 2.
Wait, Phoenix Wright, we're picking people with moral cores.
You're right.
We need evil. Right. We need
pure evil.
Von Karma from Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
But I like Phoenix Wright more.
Yeah. Also, like, well, I was going to say Von Karma cheated, but we're a crime family.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with Von
Karma. If he wasn't cheating, it'd be bad for us.
No, let's go with Phoenix Wright. But it'll be one of the alternate skins from Marvel vs. Capcom. And right. We'll say that means he's evil.
I was thinking if we go with that kind of thing of like a video game lawyer character, has anyone played or watched Danganronpa?
Yes.
Well, yes, but
get the kid from Danganronpa, because he's not good. None of them are good or bad.
Wait, which one?
From the Makoto, from the first one,
he is the ultimate hope. Like, his entire thing is about...
He still puts all those people to death.
His entire gimmick is about... Yeah, but... Because they killed people. Like, I mean, he didn't want to, but he didn't really have a choice. But he...
We don't give him a choice.
We still need street pawns.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with, like, we get the gangs of Gotham.
Uh-huh.
All of them?
The Rent-A-Thugs from Gotham.
Yeah. Sure.
Because there's... Look, hear me out.
I
realize the Rent-A-Thugs from Gotham are like, oh, they're very incompetent. Batman beats them up constantly. But they're always so able to go along with the evil villain scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ones that work with Riddler are able to make and build these things that Riddler devises. And the ones that go with Joker are so used to such stupid shit.
I think the most dedicated of the Rent-A-Thugs are the ones for Two-Face. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In Batman Arkham City, do Two-Face's thugs actually burn half of their face off?
No, they wear a mask.
Okay.
If they did, that would be the choice.
Yeah.
We get the gangs of Gotham because they're always organized. They're always ready, even if they are a bit incompetent. But you need a bit of incompetence.
How are there so many of them?
Gotham's full of scum.
Yeah, I know it's full of scum.
You're either a criminal or you're a member of a
board. Eventually, you'd think that enough of them would leave Gotham because so many of them have been getting smited by Batman.
I mean, Batman doesn't kill them.
Yeah, I know, but...
But come on, he does. I didn't kill him. The guns on my car killed him. I didn't kick him in the neck until he died. My boot did. Batman kills them.
They're just having a good sleep.
They're dead!
If Batman doesn't want to kill people, why does he put guns on his stuff? His car has guns on it.
I don't kill people.
You can do a takedown in Arkham Knight where you hold the guy up, like a combined takedown with the Batmobile, where you hold the guy up and you shoot him at point blank range with the cannon from the Batmobile. Even if it's shooting beanbags, you're shooting a man point blank in the head with a beanbag.
Yeah.
You've killed him.
That would kill him.
Okay. Now, I have another suggestion. Batman thugs, good suggestion.
Sure.
Gotham City. But the, what are they called? The lizards for hire from Ratchet & Clank 2. Have you guys played Ratchet & Clank 2?
I've played Ratchet & Clank 1.
Okay, then this is gonna...
And 3.
We might as well stop the discussion now. But in Ratchet & Clank 2...
I'm willing to learn!
There's an army of mercenary lizards that get hired to be the enemies for most of the game. If you guys haven't played this, the conversation is going to go nowhere. And that to finish the conversation where it would have inevitably ended up, they all end up being useless and die.
Good. All right, well, the Gotham Rent-A-Fox.
Yeah, Gotham Rent-A-Fox.
So to summarize, at the top of our gang, we have Dominic D'Amico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then his second in command is Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Yes.
Our hitman is...
Willy Wonka.
It's Willy Wonka.
I think we did land on that.
Yeah. We've got the cleaner, Kenny Omega.
The cleaner, Kenny Omega. Our three muscle, Murray the Hippo from Sly Raccoon. The Hulk.
Yeah, Joe Fixit Hulk. What did you say? Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
What did you say? Unbreakable?
No, we changed it to Beastman.
Beastman.
To Beastman from He-Man, right? And for Torturer, we had
Psycho Mantis.
We had Psycho Mantis. Have we missed anyone? Oh, and our Street Thugs are the gangs of Gotham.
Yes, and Jane Austen is our spin doctor.
Jane Austen is our... Oh, and we've got a lawyer too. What's his face?
Yeah, Phoenix Wright. Oh, Skin 2, Phoenix Wright.
Yes. And are we going to go with the medic from Team Fortress 2 as our doctor?
Sure, why not?
That's a pretty good choice. I can't think of anyone better.
All right, cool.
I mean, well, Mercy has reses.
Yeah, but Mercy's good.
Is there a bad medic from Overwatch?
Is it Moira?
Moira, yeah. Moira is on Talon.
Yeah, she's able. We could get Moira in
there. Moira is then. She can't whiz, but
I feel like Medic is a better healer. Moira is too probably. Aggressive.
Hmm.
Symmetra. She does nothing and she sucks.
Do we need a techie? Gadgets?
Not really. We're not like
James Bond. If we did need gadgets, it would be...
James Bond.
I was going to say...
Bentley from Sly Cooper.
Well, on that sly note, I've been Ben.
I've been Phoenix.
And I've been Dom.
Oh, fucking hell.
And we've been pulling the strings this whole time.
We assembled a pretty good team, I think.
Watch out for Tom Cruise.
I'm putting on my reading glasses. Yeah, deal. That's fine.
Ben, email them at fromahatpodcast@gmail.com or go to our Facebook or Twitter. Links are in the description.